For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, it's a quick hitter weekly preview and streaming episode. This one had a slightly different name because we are at the start of a new week. So for weekly leagues, you're applying this to a 7 days only scheduling span. Everybody else in daily leagues, this is all part of our long streaming playoff two-a-day battle that I'm fighting against time and availability and childcare, and so far so good. I am Dan Vespers. This is Fantasy NBA Today. It's a special bonus episode, but we're doing these every day, so they're not that special anymore. I'm at Dan Vespers over on Twitter if you guys would like to find me over there. Again, all of you that are finding me on Twitter, you're canceling out the people that are going into their offseason and unfollowing. It all matters. It all matters. We want to keep growing. They'll be back. Maybe. All right, let's take a look at the streaming grid for this week. This, of course, is available to NBA Pass subscribers who can get the baseball pass as part of the all-sport upgrade for just $1 for one more day. If you're a follower who also plays baseball, make sure to check out Ethos Fantasy BB and Fantasy MLB Today, our sister podcast here at Sports Ethos, hosted by the great Joe Orico. We're going to do what we always do, which is, very first, I'm going to very slowly scroll through this board so anybody that's watching can see the names of the teams and when they play. But then I want to jump into the worst schedules first. Why worst first? Well, first thing you need to isolate as you head into this playoff week is who you might drop. Right? We all have, you can go out there and you can find a bunch of guys that you actually want to pick up, but you got to know who you shouldn't have on your teams right now. The worst schedules starting today belong to three teams in particular. The Lakers have the worst schedule, and it's not even close. I know you're like, Dan, don't the Wolves also have a two-game week? Yes. The Lakers play three games over 11 days. It's great for old guys on that club, and it's horrible for fantasy basketball because not only do they have a bad schedule this week, but they segue right into a bad schedule next week. They barely play. Three games over 11 days is absurd. Under 30% games played per day over more than a week and a half. That's like unheard of without having an all-star break or something. I think the Lakers played more games into and out of the All-Star break than they have over this 11-day span. Also, terrible schedule. The Wolves, two-game week, although then they go back-to-back to start the following week, so their schedule gets a little bit better, certainly faster than the Lakers does, but it is quite bad for this week. And then, for non-weekly lineup sorts, Brooklyn has one game the first 5 days of this week. They finish up the week a little bit better, much like we just talked about with Minnesota. Next week, Brooklyn goes back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Minnesota goes back-to-back Monday, Tuesday of next week. But really bad schedules up until those points. There are also four teams who have what I'd call kind of bad schedules. It's a shorter-term thing, but if you happen to be kind of lucky, let's say you don't have Lakers, Wolves, or Nets on your roster, or maybe you only have one, and you're thinking, hey, you know what, I could probably stream an extra slot. Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, Orlando, and Utah all play one game over the next 4 days. with the little caveat that after that, Utah starts a 5-game in 7-day span. So if you can survive this first 4, they've got a really good payoff on the other side of it. So for those teams, Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, Orlando, and Utah, the droppable list is shorter. You're probably dropping people that are outside the top 100. Basically, guys that you were streaming anyway. This is the time now to get off of those streams. If you have someone that's a reliable fantasy asset on any of those clubs, and there aren't many on Orlando, but, you know, take Atlanta, for example, you're obviously not going to drop DeJounte freaking Murray. You're not going to drop DeJounte Murray. You're not going to drop Bogdan Bogdanovic because of that 1-4, because then it gets better after that. Miami, you're not going to drop Bam or Rozier or Butler or even, frankly, Duncan Robinson, although you could make an argument that you could actually dump Duncan Robinson. New Orleans, you've got all the main guys, and you hold on to Trey Murphy because he's been ridiculously hot and so on and so forth. But for the top 3 teams I listed, Lakers, Wolves, and Nets, you're basically dropping anybody who's not inside the top 75. This is if you're in a playoff battle right now, or frankly, if you're in a battle to get into the playoffs right now. If you think you might miss the playoffs in your league, treat it the same way as a playoff week. You gotta survive. For the Lakers, that means anybody that basically over the last month not inside the top 75. Well, luckily D'Lo's been so freaking good that he does fall into that range lately. He's number 37 over that stretch. Austin Reeves is number 54 over the last month. Someone was asking me on Twitter if Reeves qualifies. So the top 4 on the Lakers probably stay on your roster, and then you just have to cross your fingers and pray that you can survive it. But certainly the first of those bunch to go would be Austin Reeves. Which sucks, I know, but like, think about it. Reeves over the last month, 16 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 1.2 combined defensive stats, 2.3 threes on good percentages. Can you find someone on the wire who averages 8, 2.5, and 3 with decent percentages and 1 3-pointer? The answer is most of that, maybe not the percentages part. But if you get double that, whatever I just said on the wire, you equal Reeves over the week. If you get anything above double, you beat him. What about Minnesota? Again, basically look at the last month. Mike Conley, droppable. He's outside the top 100 the last month. Shots been off. Not quite as many, but mostly just that the shot's been off. Monte Morris for a little while there was healthy enough to be his backup. That allowed him to get a little bit more rest. So Mike Conley, you can cut. You've had him all year, and he's been fun. He's been a really good asset for most of the season, but he's cuttable. Cat, obviously, you can cut because he's too hurt. Got some questions about what to do with Naz Reid. He's top 40, basically, since Cat went down. And then, you know, yesterday's game, there was no Gobert and no Kyle Anderson either, so that gave Naz even more of an opening. He's right on the borderline. I think Naz probably ends up, you know, when Gobert and Kyle Anderson are back, Naz Reid probably ends up as something in that like 70-ish range between 50 and 100. So, yeah, I mean, if you had to, Gobert, Anthony Edwards, those are the guys that you're not cutting on Minnesota right now, but everybody else is kind of fair game. And then for Brooklyn, which, you know, they're their own weird little mess, Cam Thomas is going to take 25 shots a game. Nick Claxton's going to get all of his blocks. Dennis Schroeder, as great as he's been, he has big holes in his fantasy game. So he's one that you could consider cutting for the 1 game in 5 days. If you can survive it, great, because they do have a 3-game week at the end of it all. Cam Johnson, you can't really wait on him. Mikal Bridges, obviously you play. I think for the Nets, you probably play most of these guys. Schroeder would be the one that I'd say, maybe, but it's enough assists where you try to ride it out. Still, you can get 3 games over these 5 days pretty easily. So if you're really in a bind, then that's where you'd go. And again, they have the 3rd worst schedule, and it's quite a bit less awful because at least they get 3 games out of this week. But that's where you're sitting on who maybe to cut. Who has the best schedule this week then? Which direction do you pivot? There aren't many. That's the sad news about this week. The schedule analysis of this week suggests that it's not a particularly easy week to stream, but it's a very important week to stream because not that many teams have amazing schedules, so where you can potentially isolate them, you can get an even bigger leg up.
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best schedule today is the Boston Celtics. They go back-to-back, and they also play 3-4, three games in four nights with the back-to-back immediately. So you have the back-to-back for flexibility. You can also hold them for 4 days and then move off of them on Friday. The second best schedule today belongs to the San Antonio Spurs. They have a back-to-back, but then they don't play again until Friday as part of a four-game week. Boston, by the way, also a four-game week. They finish up on Sunday, just like San Antonio does. So the difference is not all that severe between the two teams, other than the fact that the Celtics play three games the first 4 days, and the Spurs, it takes them basically the whole week to get to the slightly better, or the full four games. So if you're going the Spurs direction, you're probably only doing it for 2 days. For the Celtics, you could probably do it for four, although, again, they don't have that many fringe assets. More of them pop up because of the back-to-back and because of the Portland to Utah altitude crap and playing tanking teams. And then you've got sort of like an okay alternate option, which is Chicago, Dallas, and Portland. The Bulls, the Mavs, and the Blazers go 3 times in 4 days, like Boston does, but it's an inverted 3-4, meaning instead of they go back-to-back, day off, game, they go game, day off, then the back-to-back. So Chicago, Dallas, Portland, the schedule actually gets better starting on Wednesday when they have their back-to-back. But if you wanted to make sure you were picking somebody up for 4 days, if you wanted to do kind of the medium stream instead of just a quick Boston burst or San Antonio burst, those teams that I just mentioned, Chicago, Dallas, Portland, they do give you the 4 day span. There are no teams that go 5 times in 7 days starting today. There are no teams that go 6 times in 9 days starting today. There are plenty of teams that have a 4 game week. Charlotte has a 4 game week, so throw them into the mix. That starts today. So they're not the worst choice in the universe. But again, like, this is not, there's no flexibility there. If you pick up a Hornet, you have to hold them through Saturday. Otherwise, you've pretty much blown the move. They might be the only other one, because Portland goes 4-6. That's it. Charlotte, Portland are the only two that go 4-6. So if you wanted to, at least Portland, you could abandon ship after Thursday if you really wanted to. You are stuck for those first four, but you're not stuck for 5-6. So today's a pretty hard day to do a long stream, frankly, because the 4-6 options are limited. There's only two. There's only four teams that go 3-4 and only two teams that go back-to-back. But we just told you about a couple of teams that have absolutely atrocious schedules where you got to get out of the way. You got to get off of Mike Conley, and you probably had to drop Sadiq Bey if he was on your team earlier today. He's out for a while. And you probably had to drop like an Alperen Şengün based on his deal, although we don't have the exact report on him yet. This is a tough spot. So for those that are watching with us, let me change what you guys are getting to see right now. You were looking at our streaming grid. Now I'm very quickly going to bring up a couple of names that I thought were at least usable or borderline usable. Here they are. And these names for Boston, Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser are possibilities. Pritchard would be my preferred play. We already know Jrue Holiday is out today. Kristaps Porzingis is out today and possibly tomorrow. He missed their last ball game, so he's actually hurt. Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum are all playing today, but on the altitude game in Utah, I would imagine that at least one, maybe two of those guys is sitting. So that means a guy like Pritchard is probably going to get decent minutes in the backcourt both days of this back-to-back. Hauser minutes probably a bit lower today, but if Jaylen Brown or Tatum is out and Porzingis is still out and maybe Horford as well, then you probably get more for Hauser tomorrow. That's why he's my, you know, you're sort of grading out how many minutes you think these guys might get. And for Pritchard, it feels like he could get in the mid to high 20s both days. So you're kind of gunning for 50 to 60 range over two ball games. For Hauser, you're hoping for like low 20s today and then maybe high 20s tomorrow. So could he get to 50 over those two games? Yeah, it's a possibility. But it does feel like Pritchard probably beats him out in minutes over the next two games by, I don't know, somewhere in the 4 to 7 range. But again, both are viable. For San Antonio, I think I'd only go Malachi Branham. I'm assuming Keldon Johnson is rostered in your leagues, but he would also be an option there. Jeremy Sohan, probably rostered. These guys are way over-rostered, but if they're not, they would also make sense as back-to-back opportunities. Trey Jones, if he's on the wire, would make sense as a back-to-back guy. But the Spurs are hoping to get Devin Vassell. He's probable, so they're hoping to get him and Wemby back tonight, presumably for both halves of the back-to-back, although I guess we don't really know. They might rest one or both of those guys on the other half. And so then maybe some of those fringier guys make more sense, but Branham's the one guy who's been kind of just scoring regardless of who's in the lineup. And then remember, we just talked about some of these other teams, Dallas, Chicago, Portland. Chicago doesn't have anybody to stream. Dallas has Derek Jones Jr., who just slid into the starting five but hasn't played that many minutes yet. Derek Lively, who they're hoping to get back as a backup center. Tim Hardaway Jr., who's also way over-rostered, but if he's on the wire, you could use him. For Portland, Tomani Kamara has a half-decent fantasy game. He could work for that 3 and 4. Chris Murray, less exciting, could work for the 3 and 4, but at least he doesn't hurt you in too many spots. And then Delino Banton, who's scoring a lot, but is probably going to take a... he's going to pee on your percentages. That one's troubling, but again, if you just rack up enough stuff and then pray that he doesn't destroy your percents, then getting 3 and 4 out of Banton could work as well. I don't think I'd go much beyond that. Matisse Thybulle is kind of an all-across-the-board play. We talked about him on the earlier show today, so maybe I should have put him on this board because people on Twitter didn't necessarily see my morning show where I said I thought Thybulle was a guy you could just play. I don't think he's a volume play right now. I think he's in all formats play, so I got to get another board out with the injury replacement list. That's where he falls. Thybulle's a, you know, top 100 or better stream. Most of the names that I'm putting up here aren't, but get there because of volume of games played. You know, they're totals winners as opposed to per game. Or really as opposed to both, because for Thybulle, he's on a team with a good schedule and has per game appeal. Hopefully that made sense. Guess I need to clear that up over on social media. I'm going to leave that graphic up while we kind of wrap things up on today's show. And that's basically it. You know, if you're, I guess the only thing I didn't bring up yet would be if you're looking at trying to make like a decision on who to start in a weekly format that may or may not be back this week. I think Donovan Mitchell, you got to sit him. Lauri Markkanen, you got to sit him. Devin Booker, it sounds like he'll be back this week. So get him fired up. Porzingis is a really hard one because he missed their game 2 days ago and he got ruled out late Sunday for the game today. So I don't know that we see Porzingis for more than two, meaning two's a best case scenario. So I think I'd probably sit him. Steph, you probably sit. I know they're hoping to get him back midweek, but we don't have a guarantee of that. They may be just getting optimistic. It's just a 3-game week for the Warriors. So I think you probably only get one game out of Steph. 1.5 would be sort of like the, if you feel like it's a 50-50 shot he plays in that midweek game against the Lakers. Let's see, who else has not been ruled out for the entire week yet? Jalen Williams in Oklahoma City, I think you got to sit him. It sounds like, he got ruled out pretty quickly. If guys can't play through an ankle sprain, that means it's swelling up fast. A lot of times guys play through it and then it gets worse overnight. And for him, it'll probably get worse overnight. Jalen Johnson, same thing. I don't think you can play him this week in a weekly format. Drew Holiday will probably play in the other 3 games this week, so he's generally good to go. Şengün, I would sit. Ananobi, I would sit. Vassell, I would start. Rudy Gobert, I don't know what the hell I would do with. It was called right hamstring tightness, so it doesn't sound all that bad. And Minnesota has this super light schedule. I think you probably have to sit Gobert, because if there's any chance at all he misses their game in LA against the Clippers tomorrow, then you get a one-gamer, and that's just brutal. So probably sit him, and then, yeah, you can come back and kick me in the face if he plays in both. But even still, you're talking about a two-game week, so it's not like you're missing out on much. Again, this is a discussion for weekly leagues only here at the end of the show. Anybody else that's a game-time decision that you really want to try to get in there? Jeremy Grant? They're questionable. I think you make that, if you can, try to make that call later on. Emmanuel Quickly, I don't like that. Hip flexor strain. One's got to think he misses at least a couple of ball games. I think I would sit him, sit Suggs, see if you can wait on getting the news on Jeremy Grant. They do have that good schedule, though, so I'd love to be able to get him in there, but it does feel like he's going to be playing about two out of every three games, so probably sit Grant in head-to-head. I think that's probably about as far down the board as you need to go. Sit Vince Williams. Maybe he plays, but, you know, what are you missing out on? It's not the end of the world there. And that's it. That's your weekly stuff. All right, we didn't keep it under 15, but I kept it under 20. Good luck this week, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow, again, probably with a twofer. Morning recap, midday streaming. We're going to find a way through these damn playoffs, and it's going to be because we maximize games where others do not. See you then. Oh, I'm Dan Bespris. You knew that already. Fantasy NBA Today is the name of the show, and I'll see you someplace else. Please go find me someplace else, whether it's social, whether it's Discord, whatever. We got a lot going on at Sports Ethos, and I'm hoping you guys are taking advantage of all of it. Baseball Fantasy Pass is on sale now. NBA passers can upgrade to All Sport for $1. That's a ridiculous deal. Ridiculous. Support Sports Ethos and help us grow. That's ultimately the way that we can actually get bigger as a website. I appreciate everything else because I'm more on a more selfish side of like, yeah, I want to grow our YouTube. I want to grow my pod. I want to grow my Twitter. Yeah, duh. But what helps Sports Ethos the most? Subscriptions. Go get one and you'll win with it. So, you know, double bonus. Later for now, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.